Are the presidential candidates' energy plans all that different? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. In their second debate, Senators John McCain and Barack Obama stressed their differences on energy and the environment. But when it comes down to it, both candidates support wind, solar, electric cars, clean coal, nuclear power. And although they make distinctions about it, they both say drilling offshore is needed.
It will reduce the price of a barrel of oil because when people know there's a greater supply, then the cost of that will go down. That's fundamental economics. We've got to drill offshore, my friends, and we've got to do it now.
That's John McCain. Barack Obama makes a distinction.
We can't simply drill our way out of the problem. And we're not going to be able to deal with the climate crisis if our only solution is to use more fossil fuels that create global warming.
But in the end, Obama agrees with McCain that drilling offshore is important. Tom Prinsen is with the University of Michigan. He's written on candidates and the environment in an op-ed piece for USA Today. He says the real difference between the presidential candidates is their perspectives.
McCain intends to drill and burn fossil fuels as long as they're available, and that there will be other sources of energy, such as nuclear, that will eventually step in and replace those fossil fuels. Obama understands that we need to drill for oil, but we need to move away from fossil fuels as soon as possible, because those are the source of the greenhouse gases and climate change.
This is the Environment Report. Well, we've all heard we can improve our gas mileage by changing our driving habits. But according to Ford Motor Company, if you really want to get better gas mileage, you need a trained coach to teach you how to do it. We sent reporter Renee Gattel out to learn how to eco-drive.
So I'm behind the wheel of my silver Mini Cooper, and eco-driving instructor Mike Speck is coaching me on how to get the best gas mileage I can.
Try to keep just a steady throttle input. You can see that you're on and off the gas quite a bit.
Speck is what they call a master eco-drive trainer at Proformance Group of Phoenix. Ford Motor Company recently teamed up with Proformance. The nuts and bolts of eco-driving are simple enough. Accelerate and brake smoothly. Also, anticipate traffic signals as you're going down the road. But all this sounds way easier than it really is.
Now, we know there's another slow left-hander coming up, so off the gas. You can just let it coast around the corner.
Okay. I feel like you're teaching me to drive my car all over again.
I'm trying to do it as mellow as I can.
Kurt Magleby is the director of government relations at Ford, and he says to learn how to do it right, you do need a coach.
It's not about tips, and that's what you'll see in many websites throughout the United States. It's got to be the hands-on coaching experience that changes behavior.
Ford is part of a new nationwide effort to encourage eco-driving. And down the line, Magleby says Ford might be pushing to have these techniques become a part of driver's ed classes.
You are accelerating very smoothly and very linearly. It's very good.
This is a different feel to driving. I feel like I'm coasting everywhere.
You are, and when we validated this study, the average amount of time increase was only 10%.
Speck and I drive the same route 3 times during my eco-driving lessons. The first run was the control, no tips from him at all, and I averaged 27 miles a gallon. But by the end of the 3rd run, we'd boosted that to 36 miles a gallon. Not bad, huh? Now if I can only do that well on my own.
Oh boy, I come from a long line of people with lead foot disease. I wonder if you can turn off the gene for speed. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.